What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right, welcome to today's episode of the Art of Online Business podcast. Rick Mulready here. How's it going, my friend? Thanks for tuning in today. Appreciate you as always. So I want you to think that you're playing a game, whether it's a sport, whether it's a, you know, whatever, board game or something like that. And you're playing the game and you know that you cannot lose. You know you are going to win. So regardless of what you do, you're going to win. Many of you know that I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm a diehard Washington Capitals fan, although it's harder to like them this year because they're not very good. But I used to work for them. I was their scouting coordinator for 5 years back in Washington, D.C. years and years ago. And I used to play in just beer leagues, if you will, and when I was living in L.A., when I was living in Virginia. And so If I'm on the ice, right, and my team is on the ice playing the other team, I knew that we were going to win. Like my team, we knew we were going to win. Regardless of what we did, we knew that we were going to win the game. So whatever game that you are thinking of right now, again, regardless of what it is, if it's a team sport, if it's a board game, whatever, and you knew that you were going to win, how would you play that game? You'd play that game super loose, right? You wouldn't worry about if something wasn't going to work or if you did something, quote, wrong, because you knew that you're going to win. It all works out. If something doesn't go the way that you thought it might, then you just try something new because, remember, you know that you're going to win. That is really the theme of today's episode. I wanted to share another coaching call with you with one of our accelerator members, Hallie Sherman. Hallie's been on the podcast here before a few times. Hallie is a speech pathologist from speechtimefun.com, and Hallie helps other speech pathologists make their job a whole lot easier with different content and resources. She's got a very successful membership program, and that's what we're talking about here on the coaching call today. We're talking about mapping out a new launch that she is thinking about doing. Now, this call was recorded the middle of November 2022, and the launch that she's referring to when this episode comes out was just wrapped up a couple weeks ago. And the reason that you're, as you're going to hear, that she's thinking about doing something different is she's been doing webinar launches for a long time, and they work really well for her. But she's thinking, and tell me if you often think this in your business, well, wait, I want to grow my business. I want to have a bigger impact in the business. So I must need to do something different. I must need to do something new in order to be able to do that. And maybe not. Maybe it's just, you just keep repeating until, you know, keep repeating what's been working until it doesn't work anymore, then try something new. But remember, we can get mindset can get in the way of that. Like, what if I try something new and it doesn't work? What if I do all this work and, you know, between myself and my team, and then we put all this effort in and it doesn't work? Well, remember, we're playing the game as if we know we're going to win. We cannot lose. And that's really the theme of today's call. And so I wanted to share with you just to kind of share this thought process and the coaching that she receives, not only from me, but other members in Accelerator, in thinking through, should she create a new launch, a challenge launch to drive sales to her membership? So I think you're going to get a lot out of this. It's only about 10 minutes long, but a lot of great lessons here. And at the end, I'll wrap up with the biggest takeaway that I want you to have from this coaching call. So let's go hang out with Hallie Sherman and a few of the other accelerator members in our program.
So obviously, as you guys know, I do like promotions every month, every other month, things like that. And I wanted to do something different for the new year, for January. So in the new school year, we did a full-on launch, pop-up Facebook group, webinars, things like that. I wanted to kind of tap into the fact that my audience is, you know, heading back into the new year's resolutions. And I thought a challenge would be a good incentive to like get them pumped, learning, get a quick win, now buy from me kind of thing. So I'm still like rattling my brain on how to map this out so it's not too complicated. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible in like the plan with me session kind of thing, like 5 days. I don't even know if I even want to do a pop-up group. I was thinking of just doing it via email, delivering a video, maybe a Google form that they have to fill out at the end. I don't know. I'm just trying to like come up with an idea, to be honest.
So this is for the membership, correct?
Yes, yes. So I'm trying to like, okay, day one, with something simple that like really does not involve much brain power of my audience. Like we might come up with like a free sample of a resource that would look like what it is inside my membership. If by signing up for the challenge, they get this free sample, and then I will teach them how to design it for their caseload or like for a specific goal on their caseload. I don't know. I don't know if I'm overthinking it or should I just scratch it and just do my normal promotions at work when it's already working that I have the emails for.
What do y'all think?
You're all going to say, just do what's working. Yeah. I try to just change it up, you know?
You can listen to your own inner wisdom there, friend. I'm curious why you want to change it up, though.
I'm getting bored of it. I don't want my email list getting bored of it. I also feel like I want to, like, because I do love the hype and energy I got over the webinar, like, feel, but I also don't have the time and energy to do that in January. So I was like, what can I do that, like, will involve little effort on my part? Like recording five videos and my team does the rest sort of thing. Like they write the email, they schedule it out.
Well, the least amount of work is to do what's working.
I know.
You just want an excuse to work more or something. Like if you're going to have an argument about keeping your job, you're going to have a big fight on your hands. So.
Yeah. Well, my argument is like, yes, things are working, but if I want to do more, if I want to make more, I feel like I need to spice it up and shake things up and try to show my audience, like, wow them even more. That's my thought. Like, yes, I want to stay, what? Write more emails?
Or run ads. Like, you don't have to do anything different with your Emerald list. I mean, what's that?
Yeah. I said, I'm already doing all those things. That's why I'm like, I'm at this, like, I feel like I'm at a brick wall. Like, I know if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to keep making what I'm making. But if I want a good trajectory and, you know, that's where I'm like.
I kind of relate this to the classroom a little bit. Hallie, I'm assuming you're like either a classroom teacher in the school.
I'm a speech pathologist in my office right now, hiding.
Got it. You know, and I do remember like whenever we get evaluated, it's like we always seem to try to do like all of these things, and what the principal would say or what your co-teacher would say is like, keep it simple and just change out the skill, and then the kids mm-hmm. already know what to do, and you know they already have those routines in place, and you're just switching things out. It's kind of like that a little bit, you know, with what's working. Like I don't think it would be boring because you're switching out a little bit of the content, but the system is the same.
Yeah, like I want to, like I love the impact I had during like my webinar series that I did in August. I just know that I don't have the brain power, and I know my audience doesn't have the brain power to sit through that. But if I can deliver them like a 5-minute Loom video, like 5 days a week to be like, hey, like the day one is to literally download this PDF and, you know, put in the pop-up group, say done, and you can win a prize. Like keeping it so mindless on their part because they're going to be fried as well, coming back from Christmas break. Like, that's my thought. If I can, like, plan out their sessions, like, that first week back, they're going to think of me when it's time to invest. That was my thought. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, how can I keep it so simple for me, but so simple for them, but then making that decision to invest in me, also so simple. Where versus an email, I can keep doing that. Well, how can I really connect more to my audience to show them, like, no, I am the person you want to invest in. Versus the million others on teachers, paid teachers.
Just can you walk, like, kind of like if I did a get ready with me video, like,
weirdly, those things do well, and I always am baffled by them. Like, can you do like your version of a get ready with me, like a guest schedule ready with me, get a plan ready with me, and like just what you would already be doing because you have to do it anyway because you're still working in that capacity, but then tell them what you're doing along the way.
And like, yeah, so like I've done a few of those, like on Facebook Lives, like showing them how I use the resources, like to plan like a specific goal. So it's kind of thinking of how I can turn that into like a challenge sort of thing. Like, hey, but the problem is everyone's working on something different. Like I can't, so I'm trying to think, that's what I said. If I come up, my team comes up with some sort of article, I can easily show them, hey, the first day, pick the goal. Second day, how are we introducing it? The third day, you know, something. And then in the end, they have a week, a month long of lesson plans that I help them with, kind of thing. But at the same time, it's almost giving them the framework of when I show them my planning, getting them to do it for themselves.
Hear what you're saying, but I also think even if everybody's working on something different, you can always say to them, I know you're all working on something different. I'm showing you what I do. Apply it to your situation, or you can use it this way, or you can use it that way. So like, if my getting ready routine, I have vintage style. Not everybody dresses like I dress. So I tell them, like, your routine is going to look different, but here's some basic principles.
So one of the questions that I had before jumped off there was, when you did the webinar launch, how many new members did you welcome?
I'd say 75, maybe.
Okay. And how much effort was that for you to put in?
Me personally, not much. My team, yes. But me personally, not much.
Okay. When you did your...
It was a lot for me. It was a lot. I ended up doing like 6 webinars, so that was a lot on me, but that's the only part I had to show up to do.
Okay. And when you did your 3-day promotion in October, how many new people did you welcome?
23 new members, I want to say. I have to look up the numbers, yeah.
Okay. And you did even more in September, correct?
Yes. And that was just an email series. Yeah. 5 days.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, they were. It's a matter of how can I get, I'm looking at how can I get the email promotions are promoting to my email list, where the other ones are using, well, so as a lead magnet, we said grow the list and brand awareness at the same time. Mm-hmm. That said, my email list does convert. So,
I like the idea of, I think you said something about coming back from, you know, holiday break and you've got all the days planned out for them for a period of time.
Well, like here, like even while they're signing up for the freebie, like for the challenge, like say I launch it Christmas week while they're all home. Yeah. Like, hey, in New Year's, I can throw them freebies and free content via email. Like, so, hey, while you're waiting for the challenge to start, here's your lesson plans planned out for you for the first week back. Here's the 2 New Year's freebies that I have ready to go. I can give them everything. And then I figure the second week of January, that's when everyone is pretty much back. Hmm. At that point, I would do like, you know, 5 email, possibly. I'm questioning whether the pop-up Facebook group or not. That would be mainly for asking questions and building hype. Otherwise, I was thinking of just doing like a Google form, thinking of just a way to submit their answers for ways to win. I was even mapping out day one, pick a goal or a group that you want to work, that you want to, you know, do this challenge with. Day 2, how you're introducing the lesson. Day 3, what strategy you're going to use to teach it differently. And like, I would give them tips on how, and examples. And like, I might model how I would do it. Day 4, I'm going to give them a freebie. How are you going to use that goal with this freebie? And I can show them a different example. And day 5, how are you going to wrap up the lesson and conclude it? This way, they can see my framework and they can then apply it with anything. But the idea would be then you would apply it with my SLP Elevate, my membership resources.
How much work would that be for you?
I could probably in the next month wrap up, make these 5 videos in maybe an hour, probably, if I wanted to.
Okay. So why not try it?
Because I'm overthinking it, thinking it's going to be hard and a lot of work. But now that I'm giving myself time, like I start now and I start my team now, I also want them to have a holiday season. So I want them to have this all like mapped out by mid-December. So figuring, and I'm going to be with my OBM and meeting her in person for the first time, like tomorrow. So now we're going to have a lot of time to map all this stuff out.
It sounds like there's no downside to this.
No, other than putting in the effort and not working, not seeing the results. But I think if I give myself that runway, like, hey, 2 weeks ahead of time, we're going to start promoting it. And if I...
So you could literally, at the end of the month, if it, quote, didn't work, you could do a three-day promotion like you normally do and make a whole bunch of sales.
True. Okay, that's a good way to think about it. Like, if it doesn't work, I have another option. It's like, goal is really by the end. I want to hit 1,000 members.
Yeah, but you're at like, what are you, you're at like 900 something.
906 as of this morning.
Yeah. You're going to be at 1,000 by the end of the year. It's like 45 days away.
I hope. So that's why I'm trying to think of different strategies that I haven't tried yet. So I haven't done a challenge yet. Like, I've done the email, I've done the webinars. Mm-hmm. Let me try something different that can be something that also my audience, my other competitors or people aren't doing. So.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. I like it.
All right. I'm doing it.
All right.
Land coin with me.
Everybody heard you.
Okay. Hold me accountable.
Okay. So here's an update since we recorded that coaching call. Hallie had one of the biggest launches that she's ever done. And what she decided to do was at the end of the challenge launch, she decided to do a couple of webinars because she just kind of felt that it would just really resonate with the people that were registered for the challenge. And if you remember, webinars were something that she'd done previously and worked really well. So what she ended up doing was combining the challenge launch, threw in a couple webinars, if you will, at the end, and the launch overall did extremely well. So the big takeaway here is, as I mentioned in the intro of today's episode, is like, look, if you're playing the game of your business, of your launches, of launching a new offer, of, you know, putting a podcast out or a YouTube channel, whatever it might be, you are going to win. Regardless of what you do, you're going to win. You play a different game. You play it differently. You worry about it less. You are less fearful of trying new things because even if they don't work, you know something's going to work, so you keep going. And that's exactly the big lesson that hopefully you're taking away from today's coaching call with Hallie. Right? She's like, all right, I'll try this out. If it doesn't work, I can always try something. I can go back to what I've done in the past because I know that works, but I want to see how this goes. And because I'm going to do that, I'm going to try to figure out how to make it as easy as possible, both for myself and my team, and we'll see what happens. I want you to try to do that in your business starting today, okay? If you want this kind of coaching, if you want my help in helping you grow and scale your business while working no more than 25 hours a week, I help established online course or membership creators and online coaches inside of our accelerator coaching program. You get one-on-one coaching from me and also group coaching like you experienced today, and then also a mastermind experience with the other amazing members of the program. I keep it small, and I'd love to invite you to apply. It's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. I'll link that up in the show notes for today's episode over at rickmulready.com. Thank you, my friend, as always, for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you. And so until next time, be well, and I'll chat with you soon.